The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 1-2 in conference play and 4-2 overall. Penn State has a bye this week before hosting Ohio State on October 25th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions from the media.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We got a bye week this week, and we got practice today. Looking forward to getting out with the guys, get some things corrected, take some time off in terms of the banging and the running that we're having on our team as well, going back and refining some things and look at some of the things that we need to be focusing on more. So it's coming at a good time for us, and our coaches are excited about it. And we're going to get on the road recruiting as well and then open up next week again with Ohio State here at home. So looking forward to it.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Chris Franklin, what happened in the second half at Michigan last week, getting shut out in the second half? What happened? Was it just a different scheme that Michigan threw at you in the second half, or just things weren't going the right way?
No, Michigan was able to do some things defensively, not a whole lot different than what we did in the first, what they did in the first half, but they just had more success. They were able to stop the run more consistently in the second half and able to pressure our quarterback. Those are things that we've been really dealing with all year long. I think probably one of the biggest differences in the game was field position. I mean, we weren't able to consistently punt, and if you look at the swing that happened in field position to special teams, it was dramatic. So, I don't think it's a whole lot different than what we've been challenged with all year long, and just staying positive and keep working through it. But it wasn't anything schematically that really changed in the second half.
And you have a bye week. What do you have to work on at this bye week to get ready for Ohio State?
Yeah, everything. We got to play faster. We're not playing as fast as we need to play right now, aggressively. And that's really in all three phases. I think special teams and offense is probably, what everybody's focused on. But I think in all three phases we can play faster and more aggressive. And I think, being able to consistently run the ball on offense and being able to consistently protect our quarterback, is probably our biggest challenge right now.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck on your bye week.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jim Carlson with Associated Press.
Coach, at this point of the season, when things aren't going as well as you might like, is it difficult for everyone to sort of reset goals and stay on point? Is that a concern?
No, not whatsoever. I mean, we're 4-2 right now. There's a lot of teams across the country that would love to be 4-2. I think last year at the same point last year, they were 4-2. We knew there was going to be some challenges and issues going into this season. And, I couldn't be more positive and be more excited about being at Penn State. And so the rest of our coaches and the direction of this program and where we're going, and excited about the opportunity to play a really talented team in Ohio State the following week. So, no, not a whole lot is changed or is different. And, we're as positive and optimistic as we were heading into the season.
Your next question comes from the line of Sarah Gearhart with USA Today Sports.
Coach, in regards to Sarahville High School football star Miles Hartsfield, what impact did you expect him to have on Penn State's program, and how will his removal from the commitment list impact the 2015 recruiting class?
Ma'am, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the NCAA recruiting rules, but we can't talk about specific high schools or specific prospects. It's an NCAA violation.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Joe Giuliano with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Good afternoon, James. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. This is probably related to a question you got a couple of persons ago, but you had said after the sanctions were lifted that your guys had a little bit more of a hop in their step at practice and in games. Do you still sense that hop in their step is still present, and are you concerned at all about any loss of confidence given back-to-back losses?
Well, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt when you have back-to-back losses that there's an effect to that, an emotional effect to that. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but we're 4-2 right now. I think at the same point last year, we were 4-2. A lot of teams in the country would love to be in that position right now.
We have challenges and things that we need to get better at, but I think the coaches and the players are as optimistic and as positive, about, this season and our future as we've ever been. You know, we're disappointed in the last 2 weeks. There's areas that we need to improve and that we can play better at, but, there's a very bright future here, and we're excited about, where we're going and what we're going to have the opportunity to do next week against Ohio State. But it's a great opportunity and a great challenge.
And have you had a chance to talk to Christian since Saturday, and what is his state of mind right now?
Yeah. I talked to Christian after the game. I talked to him Sunday. We practice on Sunday. I'll talk to him again today. He's like a lot of us. He's a competitor. He wants us to play well. He wants us to win. He wants to be able to play well and all those things. So, he's frustrated, and we're all looking at ourselves at things that we can do better. But he's been really good. He's been really good with his teammates. He's been really good with the coaches. He came up to me on Sunday, and we discussed a few things right before practice started. He's a competitor, and he's been really good.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, James. Rutgers is coming into Columbus this week. You guys obviously were fortunate to get a win up there. Well, can you just tell Ohio State fans a little bit about what they're going to see in this Rutgers team? What were your impressions of the Scarlet Knights?
Yeah, they're kind of what you'd expect from Rutgers. They've kind of had the same model now for the last, 5-10 years. They're very aggressive on defense. They're very active. Move the front around, load the box up. Very aggressive when it comes to pressures and things like that. They're very athletic and quick. If you're just going based on size, Ohio State will have the size advantage. But I think Rutgers, does some really nice things defensively to make up for their lack of size. And then offensively, they're able to run the ball. They're able to mix the pass in there. They got some guys that can beat you, some weapons, some guys in open space. They're big and physical on the offensive line. Special teams, I think they've blocked as many kicks as anybody in the country. And I've been pretty consistent there. And, again, they got some playmakers. So they're a tough, hard-nosed, blue-collar team. And I know they'll be prepared and excited to play at Ohio State.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Todd Porter with the Canton Repository.
Hey, James, how advantageous is it to have a bye week right now where you can sort of reset things, after these two losses and have 2 weeks to get ready for Ohio State?
Yeah, I think, obviously byes are important for all of us. We all, any program enjoys a week off where you can, some guys that are banged up and nicked up and things like that, like, nagging, sprained ankle, not anything that's going to stop you from playing in a game, but things that limit you in practice and limit you playing up to your ability or, bumps and bruises and things like that. It's really valuable from that perspective. It's valuable to not feel like you got to rush through the film from practice to not only make the corrections, but also focus on the opponent you're going to play and being able to study them. It's just taking time. It's taking time to get some footwork and technique and fundamentals. It's also time to spend with the young guys, for the future. There's so many things that go into it. It allows the coaches more time to get out on the road and recruit, which is, very, very important for what we're trying to do here long term. There's so many benefits. There's so many benefits that go into it. You're able to sit back and be able to watch Ohio State this week and see how they play and see how prepared they are. There's so many factors that go into it.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.